B-Pod Studios.
The NFL draft's on ESPN, and they've got all kinds of plans buttoned down, and the plans include our next guest, who I'm curious to know how he's going to be proceeding here. He, of course, is the great NFL reporter from ESPN, Sal Palantonio. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Sal, you got a role. What is it going to be for the NFL draft next Thursday?
Oh, Michael, I'm homebound, baby. I got the home office all built up. ESPN sent all the equipment to the house, put it together. We faxed it out. And I'm going to be, it's pretty interesting. I'm going to be one of 115 camera feeds coming into the control room at ESPN during the 3 days of the draft. So, Michael, don't blink, because I don't know how much I'm going to get on TV.
Well, so what you're giving input on the Eagle pick, or you will give input on a lot of other things?
Right. My role is multifaceted, of course. But my responsibility is I have five teams I'm responsible for. All you have to do is draw a line down I-95. I got the Jets, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Ravens. And, of course, our old buddy up in Buffalo, Sean McDermott. So I'm responsible for five teams. You know, we'll be doing, obviously, SportsCenter cut-ins beginning Monday of next week, and then it will go hot and heavy on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. But the big thing is, the big experiment is, as you know, I've been hosting the NFL matchup show at NFL Films for 18 years. Uh-huh. And the NFL and ESPN does not want to give up the show. So I am hosting the show from my house, from the office, from the studio in the office. Greg Cosell is going to be in his house. Matt Bowen will be in his house. It's the first time in this whole shutdown that ESPN has tried to have the host in a location other than a studio. So this will be interesting.
Wow.
We are taping. Yeah.
This is very cool. Now, let me ask you this.
It's going to be a virtual show, literally in three different spots. We're all going to feed into a control room to NFL Films. I'm actually being routed, my camera's being routed through ESPN to NFL Films, and then they're going to put it together, splice it together, and the matchup show will debut Friday night on ESPN and rerun all weekend, and then the second show will be on Monday night. So we're excited. We know we're going to get a big audience, but at the same time, it's going to be interesting to see if we can pull it off.
Yeah, this is where I'm going with this. Now, how tech savvy are you? And what happened? Like, can you like do a fix it somehow? Or you can't have a tech guy in there with you, right? He won't be, or will there be somebody stashed in your closet?
No, Mike. I'm Han Solo on this one, baby.
I'm not
too tech savvy, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking around the house in a bathrobe with shower shoes. My wife's been calling me Paulie all week, okay?
All right, so if something goes wrong, you're out. Good night, you're out.
I'm a delegator.
Okay.
You know, I'm the guy delegating.
All right, now it leads me to the next question, because one of the big fears about this draft is these general managers, they have to be hooked up, right? This has to be tight. And so what we talked about, the possibility of like the team having some IT guy on standby. Do you know if that's going to happen?
I would imagine it's got to happen, right? Because you have to have the plan in place in case there's a technical glitch. Like I said, you're going to have 115 cameras. There's going to be a camera in every coach's house.
Yeah.
Every head coach is going to have a camera, going back to Susie or Trey. So that at some point...
That's a lot of cameras, man. What'd they do? Got a Best Buy? Like, what, did they get a deal? What's with these cameras, man?
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like the tip calculators. It's Jerry Steinfeld got a deal for
you. Got a deal on it?
Yeah. went to Bob Sack Manor.
That's awesome. All right, so let's just say it goes through fine and everything works out. It's going to be real. See, I'm looking forward to how this is pulled off, you know, with this digital thing. I watched Saturday Night Live. They pulled it off, And so I'm hoping like the same thing. It's at a very larger scale for ESPN and all the other networks to pull this off. So I'm looking forward.
So I'm going to take this. I'm going to take the second. I'm going to take the alternative point of view.
Uh-huh.
I hope we don't pull it off. I hope we pull it off, but I hope we don't. Why? Because if we do, that's going to put a whole lot of people out of business, right?
I think about that.
Yeah, yeah, you should think about that. That's also going to keep me in the house for the next right? The whole concept, the whole institution of American marriage is built on social distancing. Right?
And everybody,
wife goes off, husband goes off, come back at the end of the day. How was your day? What was going on? But, you know, in the middle 8 hours, you had some time with some other people. Now social distancing has a different meaning.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I hear that point.
I'm really excited about how they're going to pull this off, and God bless them for putting the whole thing together, you know, on the fly like this. You know, there's ESPN alone has over 300 home studios built since this started.
That's unbelievable.
The commentators, opinion makers, show hosts like myself, reporters like myself. I have obviously have two roles. I host a show, and I'm also an NFL reporter. So it just in the last 3 to 4 weeks, they've installed and connected up with 300.
Yeah, they're quick on their feet to get this done. So I like
it. It's fascinating. It's exciting. It's a whole new world. But, you know, I want to go back to the old world, Michael. You know, put me in for the old world.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, now I wanted to talk because, you know, listen, the NFL was dug in on this. This is going to happen. And I was interested in a comment that Troy Vincent made in an interview where he said, like, you know, the league obviously didn't have any sympathy for the GMs that wanted this postponed. So he says, we're going to find out exactly where the two true talent evaluators are.
Oh, I like that. I love it.
It's a little arrogant.
No, listen. Well, Troy Vince can be arrogant.
I guess he can.
But, yeah. Look where he came from. He came from never. Became an NFL player. Then became vice president of football operations for the National Football League. I know him extremely well. I've known him in his role as a player, and now as an NFL executive. I think he should be the next NFL commissioner. Done. Period. Paragraph.
Well, we'll see if that happens up the road. He also said this, Sal. He admonished John Harbaugh. He said, Coach Harbaugh, no one's going to hack into your system. Stop it. Now, I hope to God nobody hacks into his system because he just put himself out on the plank there.
I hope they do hack into his system. I mean, listen, we've had draft day trades. We've had Mike Ditka in a wedding outfit with long hair. We've had every possible. We've had Mel Kiper Jr. arguing with general managers live on television. We've had all kinds of different shows that have taken place. We've never had what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Breakdown like this,
I'm telling you, somebody's guy said this yesterday. Somebody's gonna pop in, some hacker. He's gonna go Baba Booey, you know, like they you know. I think what's gonna happen. I predict. So, all right, last thing I want to get to.
Wouldn't it be great though if we were live in Doug Peterson's basement, and Peterson's looking at his laptop and he goes, "I've just been hacked by a Russian hacker."
It would be great drama. It really would. All right, so the last thing. Speaking of Kiper. His mock draft 4.0, Lady Swan, came out today. He's got the Eagles sitting there at 21 and Henry Ruggs III dropping to him. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I saw that. That's interesting to me. that tells me, you know, that people are not as high on Henry Ruggs III as they are on CeeDee Lamb in particular, because I think everybody thinks that Jerry Jeudy, no question, is the number one wide receiver. So if people think that Lamb is going to go ahead of Ruggs, it has to be because Lamb is bigger, a more silky kind of smooth flanker with great straight line speed. I get it, big hand, good hands and all that, and maybe more polished of a guy, plug-in-and-play kind of guy. I know the Eagles have done a ton of work with CeeDee Lamb and would love to have him, but know that he's basically impossible.
I'd love to see that trade up to get him. Oh, man. You kidding me?
You're talking about CeeDee Lamb.
I love him.
No, I know. So the Eagles have looked at, of all the positions, according to my reporting, the Eagles have looked at 15 wide receivers in detail. They met with 10 wide receivers at the combine, more than double any other position group. I actually have the list of wide receivers. Henry Ruggs III is on that list. CeeDee Lamb is on that list. Justin Jefferson is on that list. Henry Ruggs III is on that list. They're all on that list. I also have seen that the Sports Illustrated mock draft that came out, Mike, in which the Eagles moved up two slots in order to get Justin Jefferson, because as you and I have talked about in the last three or four times I've been on your show, you know, they could sit there at 21 and get shut out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I wanted to have more time to talk about this, but this is the last second. We got like 30 seconds.
Next week, we got Tuesday before the...
No. I mean, this is a different subject. So quickly, I'll ask you. The WWE was deemed an essential business in Florida. And we pretty much know what is at work there. You know, the governor is whatever. So my question to you is quickly, how might this influence the philosophies of the major sports as far as coming back?
Well, I think if you look at what happened in Florida, some of the commissioners in each of the counties have deemed sports as a whole as an essential business. And as a precursor to trying to get sports restarted in the state of Florida. Specifically, I think what Florida is trying to do, okay, and I am just using informed speculation here, is to get baseball juiced up to the idea of playing games sometime in the summer at these spring training complexes, maybe without fans, Major League Baseball in the state of Florida. Florida would actually be better than Arizona, because anybody who's been in Mesa or Scottsdale or downtown Phoenix, Arizona, knows it's 115 degrees in the shade in July and August. You're going to have to play those games, all of them, pretty much at night, unless you're going into the Diamondbacks stadium that has a roof on it. In Florida, it won't be as bad.
Be pretty
bad. But I think that's
though.
What's happening in Florida, that they want to play baseball there, and they want to do it sometime in the summer. The really interesting thing that I think is going on is, right now, all of these leagues realize they've crunched the numbers. Everybody. I'm talking about college and professional, from what I'm hearing. All of these leagues have realized there's too much money to lose, and it's going to be better if we postpone rather than cancel. That's why you're seeing my colleague from ESPN, Fowler, saying today that there's momentum building for college football to be played in the spring, as opposed to canceling the college football season altogether. Because you can't play college football in the fall. That's done. It's not going to happen. So I think there's momentum building all over these sports to play these games. Because if you're going to lose the gate, Michael, and the gate in some areas is much more lucrative and much bigger chunk of the pie. Like baseball's gate is a much bigger chunk of the pie than football.
Yeah.
Then you might as well get some of the TV money. The other thing you have to realize, and I know this is a conversation that's going over and your producer's probably screaming at you, but listen to this, okay? Listen to this for a second. If that TV money doesn't come in, right,
Yeah.
Or if Disney doesn't get the money from the cable companies because the cable companies want to claw back some of those subscriber fees, that changes the dynamic over a 6 to 9 to 12 month period and impacts the ability of these leagues to cash in down the line from the cable companies and the networks.
Yeah.
So I think they have figured out, and you can, you know, figure this out your own over the next 30 minutes. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Disney just announced that they're losing $30 million a day in the New York Times and that they borrowed $6 billion at the end of March.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you think that at Park Avenue or wherever Roger Goodell is, he looked at that and he said, oh boy, Disney's going to be part of the contract with the NFL. We need to help out ESPN and Disney.
I hear you. Very logical. All right, brother. Good. That's good stuff. All right, get some rest. Next Thursday's a big day.
I'm tired of getting some rest, Mike. I'm ready for action, baby.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Sal Palantonio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.